Good evening. I'd like to call the meeting of the Carson City Historic Resources Commission to order. It's December, or what is, we are January 7th? 6th already. Let's see, where's my agenda? I'd like to call the meeting to order. Take roll call.
Chairperson Block?
Here.
Vice Chairperson Drews?
Here.
Commissioner Darney? Commissioner DeDeFoy?
Here.
Commissioner Hayes?
Here.
Commissioner Spolda?
Here.
Commissioner Smith?
Here.
Quorum is present.
Great, thank you. Item B, public comments. Members of the public who wish to address the commission may approach the podium at this time to speak on matters relevant to or within the authority of the Historic Resources Commission, including any matter that is not specifically included on the agenda as an action item. And seeing no public, we'll go on to item C for possible action, approval of the minutes for the November 12, 2015 meeting.
So moved.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any question on the motion? Any public comment on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those in opposed signify by saying no, and I will abstain, for I was not at the meeting. Now on to item D, modification of agenda. Agenda management notice. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The public body may combine two or more agenda items for consideration, and the public body may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item on the agenda at any time. Do we have any modifications?
No modifications.
Okay, great. On to item E, disclosures. Any members of the commission that may wish to explain any contact with the public regarding an item on the agenda or business of the commission. Do we have any disclosures? Seeing none, on to item F, public hearing matters. F1, HRC-15-182, for possible action to approve the Historic Resources Commission annual report for 2015 to be presented to the Board of Supervisors. Susan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Susan Pansky. So as you know, every year we are required to submit a report to the Board of Supervisors on the Historic Resources Commission activities. This is the report that's in your packet today. Just a couple things to note. In 2015, the HRC held 7 meetings and reviewed 26 applications total, 11 of which were administratively approved. It's a little bit less than 2014, but not significantly, and it's still a little bit higher than our average over the past 7 years. And those applications are attached to the report if anyone wanted to take a look at them. As a reminder, the Historic Preservation Awards for 2015 were given out in May of this year. The properties and people that were awarded the awards were the Maple Hill West property at 412 North Minnesota, the Gibbons property at 444 South Division, and then 3 individual awards, one for the late Assemblyman Pete Livermore for his efforts on the Nevada State Prison, the late Lee Radke as well for his efforts on the Nevada State Prison, and Myron Carpenter for his efforts on the Nevada State Prison. As we have for the past 6 years, we held the Historic Resources Scavenger Hunt in 2015. That included photos of architectural features around the district that people participating in the scavenger hunt were required to identify and turn into the planning division for a potential prize. And finally, the Historic Preservation Fund grant program. As the commission's aware, we were awarded $29,000 from the State Historic Preservation Office to complete historic structures reports for the Nevada State Prison. Our total cash amount is $30,000 with a $1,000 match from the Nevada State Prison Preservation Society. We just received our RFP responses on that project, and so we'll be reviewing those shortly. We received 2 responses. So we'll be looking at that, and by the next meeting in March, I should have information on who we've selected to be moving forward. And for 2016, normally by now we would have submitted our application, but the deadline got pushed a little bit. I'm totally okay with that. into February of this year. And so what we will be doing based on our last meeting that the commission voted on is historic structures reports again for the prison, but also some funding for HRC commissioner training and to send a staff liaison for the HRC to the National Alliance of Preservation Commissions forum conference in July. That concludes the report generally, and I am happy to answer any questions if you have them.
Do you have any commissioner questions for staff? No public comment. I'd like to entertain a motion.
I move to approve the 2015 Historic Resources Commission annual report to the Board of Supervisors as presented by staff.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Do we have any questions on the motion? Any public comments on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, motion carries. Now on to item F2, HRC-15-183, for possible action to discuss and potentially make nominations for the 2016 Carson City Historic Preservation Awards for Outstanding Achievements in historic Preservation. Susan?
So just a note on the last item, that will be going to the February 18th board meeting for approval. Okay, so next item, F2. All right, so it's that time of year again when we start talking about nominations for the 2016 Historic Preservation Awards. I know it seems like we just barely did the 2015. So as I have done in past years, I have put down what has been considered in the past. We only have one, the Covington residence at 312 Mountain Street for their exterior addition and remodel back in 2011. So I would ask that the commission consider adding some items to this list so that when you vote in March, then we have more than just one to consider. I'm happy to answer any questions. Other than that, I'll let the commission do what it needs to do.
Two, actually. One is the Nevada State Railroad Museum finished their restoration on the Glenbrook this year. We could certainly give an award to the Glenbrook. And Chris DeWitt, who's their restoration specialist, and his crew probably deserve a separate award of their own just for their work on that piece of equipment, as well as all the other good work they do over at the museum.
Isn't Chris retiring this year?
I would go along with that. The Glenbrook is absolutely beautiful. We saw the opening day of it, and it was quite impressive.
I can't think of anybody that's really completed any projects or have completed anything at this date that we've approved. And you're absolutely right, the Glenbrook is absolutely outstanding. And it's my understanding that Chris DeWitt is retiring this year, or last year he may have, but I think that's been his baby for the last, 20 years? So those would be pretty good, but I can't think of anything else in the district. There's been a few re-roofs, but I don't know if there's anything of significance.
If you think of anything, you have until March 1st to get back to me.
Awesome. All right. Let's move on to F3, HRC-15-185 for possible action to discuss the Historic Resources Annual Scavenger Hunt and accept volunteer commission members to coordinate the scavenger hunt with planning.
Okay, so this item is to discuss the annual scavenger hunt and also to solicit volunteers to take over Commissioner Hayes's spot. He's been, for the last several years, providing photos of the architecture features for our scavenger hunt, and we'd like to take this opportunity to thank you, Commissioner Hayes. You've done a fantastic job, and we really appreciate it. But totally understand that you're ready to hand the reins over. So this item is to hopefully get someone else to take his place and then to discuss the future of the scavenger hunt itself, if the commission would like to continue it, if you'd like to make changes to it, if you'd like to do something else in its place. That's all up for discussion under this item.
Let me just comment, since I've been doing this for
I forget how many years. Was it? Did I do it all 6 years? I don't know. And plus, also, I should point out that this always has been in coordination with Janice Keeler now, who's also moved to a different position and not doing the website. So there'd be someone new at that level. So basically what the person in my role does is decide which photos and how close you want to get to the architectural feature or how far back you want to go to show the entire structure or whatever, and submit those things to Janice and now her successor, and they put it together in the format that people see in color, we might add. So and there's lots of little details. People paint things, things grow. A lot of the photos were done in before springtime, the first original set, and have been adding to it, but there's more to be added. So you kind of have to go out and take your own scavenger hunt at the end, and the devil's in the details, you know. And they get real grumpy when it's really wrong. So you try to get it really right. But it's a lot of fun. And I mentioned before, I don't know how many folks were at that meeting, but I'm reorganizing the files such that they'll be done by address. Previously, it's all done by JPEG numbers and whatnot, and then I had some sheet somewhere that had addresses, and it was very primitive. But I'm actually bringing it into the 21st century, so it'll be a lot easier to move through or add things to that file, a springtime photo, because some things really change when the foliage comes out and you can't see that feature quite the same way, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, a lot of little tidbits I can give someone if they're interested. And we don't have to do this, as you pointed out. It was, I don't know whose idea it was in the beginning. I think I just raised my hand and said, okay, I'll do it. And I've been doing it. And I'm getting better at it, too. And there's a lot of little words to the wise to pass on, too, you know, what worked and what didn't and so on. But we don't have to do it. We could do something else for that month. It's been fun. We did decide last year, Janice and I, that we wouldn't do a separate kids one. Some kids do it, but it's not worth the effort to do 20 more. We do 30, a set of 30 for adults and 20 for the kids. But we were going to just do one was the idea for this year. Kids want to do it, they can do it, you know. It's not rocket science. And it's fun to see people wandering around the neighborhood with their little sheets looking for things, because really what they're doing is taking the time to stop and see things they probably just gloss over otherwise. So that's the neat part of it, to be more aware of the architectural things, features and so on, of the historic district. So it's pleasing in that way. So anyhow, if someone's interested, and I also should point out, I don't think it has to be someone from this committee. It could be any, you know, citizen who's interested in such things. So you can think outside the box. It isn't like you're trapped and one of you has to do it, or if we do it, or we can do something else, whatever.
Sounds to me like you're still kind of excited about it.
I'm excited to see someone else do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I would be happy to try to follow in your footsteps and do it this year. So.
Okay, well, and I don't know, and I'll be happy to get my files done real soon, so you can have them. The general flow of things was such that I got stuff to Janice, and now there'll be a new person. I always got it in by the end of March, so she'd have all of April to pull her hair out and do things and change it and kick things around, you know, because ultimately it's for May. But it all takes time, and you gotta revisit it, and go out and check it out. Find out they painted it chartreuse or something, you know. I mean, things happen, so you got to do all the steps. But you know, so I'll have it done within the next week, probably, in terms of my files. So that'd be great.
Well, I think it's worthwhile to have people wandering through the historic neighborhood, looking at historic buildings and picking out features. So I think that's worth the effort.
Well,
and I thank you for doing this for so many years. It's been great.
Welcome. You know, and if you need any assistance, I can help. And the one thing that I found trying to catalog, I don't know, I think I have about 2,000 pictures, is what I started doing was the street, the direction, the address number, the street number, and then the year. So when I have pictures of 112 North Carson Street, it's Carson North 112, and then 1900, 1935, so you can see the progression. So I don't know if putting the year in there helps in case someone...
Maybe I'll give you all my files, and you can organize them.
How many do you have? Sure. You bet.
I don't know.
Email your files or give me a thumb drive, and I'll categorize them that way and go with Luann. So,
well, let me do my part, organize them by address, and you know, we'll go from there. But basically,
perfect.
All right. So, do we need a motion on that? Okay. Perfect. Thanks, Luann. Thanks, Greg, for all of your years of service on taking pictures of all those tiny details that's almost impossible to find. Okay, on to item F4, HRC-15-184, for possible action to elect a Historic Resources Commission chairman and vice chairman for the period February 2016 to January 2016. Susan?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we're at that time of year again. It's time to elect a new chair and a vice chair. One thing that is different, and I mentioned it in my memo, is that in the past I had given this commission direction that you were to change the chairman every 2 years, as is consistent with the policies, the board and commission policy that the Board of Supervisors adopted in 2011. They recently provided direction to the district attorney's office to make changes to that policy, and that includes related to the chairperson position, that it's recommended that the chairperson not serve more than two consecutive years, but it's not required. So essentially what that means is that you don't have to rotate out unless you see it necessary to do so. Sometimes with some of the boards, it's important for a chair, if they have a lot of background, to stay in the position longer than maybe the 2 years, and so they recognize that for all of the commissions citywide. And so you can do with that what you will. I'll note that Commissioner Block, Chairperson Block, has been in the position for 2 years. I don't know if he wants to do it again, but is certainly able to if he would like to. Right now, Chairperson Block is the chair, and Commissioner Drews is the vice chair. I'll answer any questions if you have them.
Any questions for staff? Any nominations for the positions? Where's the time gone? 2 years.
Yeah. Do you want to push on to a third term? Or?
I can push on if Mike would like to take over. I think you've been the chair the longest here.
Yeah, we kind of pushed Mike out once upon a time because of these similar rules, right?
We can
push him back in, too.
I'd like to nominate Michael Drews as chairman. So instead of...
We could rotate you two.
Okay. Fair enough. Any other nominations for, what about a nomination for vice chair?
He's not here, so
I'll accept the nomination for chair.
Okay, accept the nomination for chair. Who would like, anybody else would like to be vice chair in case the chairman's not here to fulfill his duties while he's gone?
I'd like to nominate Robert Downey. Darney.
Can you do that? Can you nominate?
That's the person you do know.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we should make him the chair.
I'll second that nomination.
Okay, we have a nomination for Mr. Drews to be the chairman and Mr. Darney to be the vice chair. Any other? Okay, that's...
I guess that carries.
I'd like to entertain a motion.
Second.
Okay, and then we need a second for the vice chair. Okay, so we have a motion for Michael Drews to be the chair and Rob Darney to be the vice chair. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those in, everyone who's in favor, so we hand the gavel over. Well, I guess the gavel gets to be yours next month.
You keep going.
And that'll be in March. All right. Awesome. So on to item G, staff reports. G1, planning division staff report to the Historic Resources Commission. Susan?
I don't have anything to report today.
How's Max?
He's good.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Any commissioner reports or comments? Any future agenda items? All right, public comments, seeing no public. On to item I, action on adjournment. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.